Freedom is the theme, and three Auburn Tigers are going to have exponentially more freedom than they did in 2023.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's a 4th of July edition. Happy Thursday. Happy 4th of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Fye, ready to celebrate this Independence Day, celebrate freedom. And what better way to get started? We're going to talk about three Auburn Tigers that are going to experience a lot more freedom this year than they did last year. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. If you want to talk financial freedom, if you want to have the freedom to know that all of the hard work that you've done to save, to earn, to grow, to get you ready for retirement, it's actually going to get you there, then you need to check out Ford Stokes at Retirement Results. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. You can get that free portfolio analysis to check out just how much freedom you actually have. And then he can give you the steps that you would need to take to close any gaps, to fill any holes, to get you to that number that you need to be at when you're ready to relax and enjoy freedom. Enjoy freedom. So check him out. Ford Stokes, Retirement Results, presented by Active Wealth. Happy 4th of July. Look, back in 1776, when Ben Franklin, our greatest president, sat down to invent freedom right before he invented electricity and paved the way for these three Auburn Tigers that we're going to talk about to experience those freedoms that they're going to experience this year after a humongous overhaul of the roster to continue to get better, continue to be able to build, to compete in the SEC. These three Auburn Tigers, I think, are going to have big years, and they're going to be able to take advantage of some of the freedoms that they've worked very hard on, that the staff has worked very hard on to get. You hear so much talk about how much the staff in general, Hugh Freeze feels good about the staff in general, from just coaching, philosophy, culture, everything. I think you got three Auburn Tigers that are primed and ready to take advantage of those freedoms this year. Number one, right off the bat, the most polarizing player on the team. You put his name out there and people want to talk about it. That's Peyton Thorne. There's just no doubt about it. Peyton Thorne has the opportunity to experience, it's not even comparable, the freedoms that he could experience from this year to last year. Where do we start? You talk about just the cohesion of the offensive system, the freedom to know, hey, they're not going to yank me. Hopefully they're not going to yank me and put in a completely different offense every other series. We got one person that we're leaning on to build the offense, to sort of, have an identity in general. And I don't have to worry about, hey, if we stall out, I'm going to come out, got to go back in on third and long. Excuse me. That freedom is going to be something that hopefully can help him thrive. Freedom of weapons. Freedom to have more weapons on offense. You're going to have a wide receiver room that is just going to be hopefully night and day from what you had last year. You know, at times there could be the right play would be called. On the occasion that the right play was called, you got the matchup that you wanted. You made the throw that you wanted. You didn't have the guy that could make the play. He could go up and make the play. So I think you're going to have guys like Cam Coleman. We talked about Perry Thompson on Monday, 6'3", 222. Rivaldo Fairweather. And then you bring in a Big Ten leading receiver, a team leading receiver from a Power 5 conference. You bring one in to be the senior, be the leader of this group. at wide receiver. I just, the freedom of having weapons in general is going to be something that I think is going to help Peyton Thorne absolutely just thrive this year, to be able to, you know, when plays break down, I can find that matchup where I feel like I got the mismatch and I can throw it up and know and have faith that somebody's going to be able to be there that can bring that ball down. So freedom of having skill guys that you can lean on, that you don't have to throw the perfect throw. You don't have to make the perfect read. You just put it in the area and you feel confident that those guys are going to have the talent and skill to be able to go up and make it happen. Freedom of offensive line, freedom to know that, hey, I got almost my whole returning offensive line, and I've upgraded adding Percy Lewis at left tackle, which allows that getting him at left tackle made 4 or 5 different positions better on the offensive line. You slide Dylan Wade into guard, where he is going to be an NFL, where he'll play in the NFL and hopefully have an NFL level breakout year at guard. You got Connor Lue, who's going into his second year at center when he took over as a true freshman. This guy's a wily veteran, and he's only going to be 19 years old, and he's already over 300 pounds. Absolute monster. You have Jeremiah Wright, finally healthy, and we're not flip-flopping back and forth from the defensive line to the offensive line. We got our shoulder set. We got our shoulder good. It's ready to go, and we got a whole offseason, a whole spring of rehab, of getting healthy, ready to go. Boy, oh boy, I cannot wait to see that guy on the field. And then you got a Xavien Too Tall Miller, who was already a year ahead of schedule. You didn't even expect for him to be ready to play coming out of JUCO until this season. He stepped on, won the starting job last year at right tackle. He's just going to have one more year under his belt of development. The freedom to know you can drop back and you got time. When that back foot hits, you don't have to be running right away. You can drop back. When that back foot hits, you can make a couple of reads, get rid of the ball. You're not running for your life. Even though Peyton Thorne actually did a really good job running at times, the freedom to know I got a good line in front of me. I feel like, you know, things could get better. Freedom of balance. I think with this passing game, as this passing game evolves with Hugh Freeze running the show, the RPO offense, being able to have that stout offensive line, be able to run the ball, I think the freedom of balance is going to open things up big time for Peyton Thorne. I mean, you just look at some of his stats from last year. I mean, if you do not know the whole story and you're just looking at some of his stats from last year, you're like, man, this guy struggled. This guy, I don't know about this guy leading us to the promised land. But when you look at you really break it down and you look at you know, you think about the whole story, the swapping of quarterbacks, the wide receiver play, the offensive line play, because you can't throw the ball, and them knowing I'm just going to walk up on the line and dare them to throw, and we're going to come after Peyton. You look at the numbers, you're like, man, this is the guy we're rolling with again. But then you look at all of the pieces that Hugh Freeze is adding around him, you feel like he's going to experience a lot more freedom and a lot more ability to go out and make plays. So I'm obviously pretty excited about the freedoms that you might see from Peyton Thorne and what that could help him sort of grow and achieve this year. The second guy on the list, Jarquez Hunter, for numerous reasons that I just talked about, those freedoms are going to then transfer themselves to Jarquez Hunter. You know, to the ability to throw the ball down the field, the ability to the freedom of balance, that's going to help Jarquez Hunter have his final year, have that year that puts him in the talk for a high NFL draft pick. I know running backs are not super high valued. I think Jarquez Hunter could be a really, really good, NFL back. He's sort of got a lot of different attributes that translate to the NFL. I think this year he could have the freedom that the offensive the offensive identity could give him, could help him really have a breakout year. I mean, look, you had a couple of – you had the I don't know if you want to call it a suspension, but you had the time where he wasn't necessarily the guy right at the beginning of the year. He missed some practices, came in late in camp, so he's getting up to speed. But look at – I mean, look at how he played against, Alabama, averaging over 6 yards a carry. That stretch of Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, where the offense really started to hit his stride, he almost went for 1,000 yards last year in an offense that could not throw the football, could not complete a forward pass. Everybody's keying in on stopping the run. He still almost runs for 1,000 yards, averages over 5 yards a carry. What could Jarquez Hunter do? What could Jarquez Hunter do if the offense, hey, the defense, hey, maybe I don't really know what they're about to do. There's options on first down. They're not just going to run it on first down. They could run it. They could run an option. They could throw it out quick. They could throw it deep. Hey, we got to be on our toes a little bit. Then now, boom. Jarquez Hunter, the stud running back that he is, you take 1 second to think, one split second that you hesitate to think about what could happen with this offense, he'll take it to the house. You've seen him do it. You've seen him do it from 90 plus multiple times. He can take it to the house from anywhere on the field. It gets me excited to know what a season Jarquez Hunter could have with just the freedom of having a balanced offense. And that's what I hope we achieve early in the season. I think that's what Hugh Freeze has always harped on. I want to be that 55-45 team. I want to, throw it about half the time, run it about half the time. Last year it was about 30 to 40 pass and 60 to 70 run. And it just makes it tough for everybody. Definitely on running backs. When they can walk up and just know I'm about to go tee off on this running back because there is no threat elsewhere. I don't have to worry about a wide receiver beating me deep, beating me over the middle. And if I just sort of rough them up a little bit, they're probably not going to make the catch. Now I have to respect the pass. Now I have to respect the tight end. I got to respect it all. And that's when guys like Jarquez Hunter can hurt you, can go off on you. And the next thing you know, he's got 120 yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns. So big, big year. The freedoms that Jarquez Hunter could experience this year could be something extremely special. Like I said, 900 yards rushing last year in that offense. I dare you to get him a little bit of balance. Let's get him a little bit of balance and let's just see what happens. I think he can have a very big year. The last guy that I think is primed to take advantage of freedoms that could have a massive, massive year is Jalen McLeod. The freedom of health, okay? The freedom of being healthy. You know, he comes in as our only pass rush option whatsoever. He comes in last year as a transfer, our only pass rushing option whatsoever. And then he gets a little dinged up in fall camp. So now he's your only pass rushing option, and he's not 100%. And he still had 5.5 sacks. After those first couple of games, he really started to make some plays and really be disruptive. And all you've heard during spring, you heard it in the spring game. You heard it in the spring game. I don't know if you remember. In the spring game, they were doing that on the field interview with you, and it was towards the end of the game, and I don't think we scored yet. Jalen McLeod runs in, gets a sack, and he's like, okay, get him off the field. We know what he can do. We know what Jalen McLeod can do. Let's get him off the field. Let's get somebody else in. The freedom of health, the freedom of another season under his belt, a whole season under his belt in the SEC, and then the freedom of options, the freedom of a backup. You got Kieron Crawford, and then you have Amaris Williams. Apologize about that from the other day. Amaris Williams. You have your big Joe Phillips. You have your other big freshman that you bring in that can rush the passer. The freedom of knowing if I get hurt, it doesn't shut this whole thing down. If I get hurt, I don't have to protect myself so much. I can pin my ears back and I can get after it. And I can go get after that quarterback. The freedom of that. This could be one of the best pass rushing. I really do think this could be one of the best pass rushing defenses that Auburn's had in quite a while. Jamonta Waller, another true freshman that's explosive, had a really good spring. You got options. You have a freedom of options, and that means everybody can pin their ears back and get after it. And I think Jalen McLeod, his last season, is going to reap the benefits of those freedoms more so than just about anyone. I think I named three. I mean, there's an argument. He could have the most freedom out of any of these three. I'm very, very excited. People forget about him. People forget about him because of the way the season turned out last year. But like I said, you play in 12 games. You have 5.5 sacks, which is a really, really solid, year. 3 sacks against Arkansas, almost unblockable, was super disruptive against Alabama. Super disruptive against Alabama. Didn't record a sack, but not many people sack Milroe, you know, but you flush him, you make things happen, and that's how you get him on the run and get him to make mistakes or make poor throws. I'm very, very excited about Jalen McLeod and this pass rushing room. What, no matter where it comes from, this pass rushing room in general, I'm very, very excited about. So with that being said, I hope everybody has a safe holiday. I hope everybody has a fun holiday. I hope you remember what we're celebrating today, celebrating freedom, celebrating America. I hope you travel safe. I hope maybe while you're on your way to where you're going, you listen to this on your way home. You listen to this, you have a laugh, you have fun, you get excited, you get your bug going. And I really appreciate the opportunity to get to have fun and talk about stuff like this. So again, enjoy your holiday, and we're going to be back again tomorrow. And we're going to have a special guest tomorrow. So hang in there. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I may tease it a little bit, but I kind of want it to be a surprise. We got some fun stuff to talk about. So with that being said, you know what to do. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments. Do you have someone that will experience a little bit more freedom than the three we talked about? Who is that going to be? And we'll discuss it in the comments. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. I really appreciate it. And we're going to be back again tomorrow, just like I said. So again, enjoy your holiday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. This is just another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.